lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Well, the story of that third quarter, Port Hope is outscored 11-4 by Genesee Christian. Now they trail by 7 after being tied at halftime, 33-26. Ryan Brown listening to the huddle. Ryan.
Look for Port Hope to come out and run some sets early on, Clark, because like you just mentioned, they didn't score, have a whole lot of offensive productivity in that quarter. They're going to come out and run some sets, see if they can get their good plays for the farm and really execute on offense.
Thank you, Ryan. Kowalski on the left wing into the 35 in the corner. That's Monica Yon back over to the right corner now to Shave. She passes it back out, sets up that play like Ryan was talking about, over to Kowalski now to the left corner. Over to Vapor, Kowalski for three, no, rebound, Shave, she puts it back up, that one's no good. And number 12 falls down, Sauer, what's the call? Is that a travel? That's blocked by the official. It appears to be a travel on Sauer, she, thank you. And it was a travel indeed. Grabbed the rebound, fell down, Shave passes it into a wide open. Jan takes the jump shot from the baseline, no good, rebound 21. Jamie Schulte, Caitlin Vapor. Second shot's up and no good. Rebound 12, Emily Sauer. Back up to Cherry, slowing things down. Over to number 10, Betty Bedour. Over to 22, Edwards. Trying to slow things down, hang on to the 7-point lead. Into Bedour, in the left post, back out to number 12 on the right corner. Sauer back up to Cherry. Basically just playing catch me if you can here. Fedor in the right wing. Back over to Cherry, left wing. Now Sauer wide open. The baseline goes up for two. Misses it. And knocked out of bounds by Fedor. Or Sauer, but the officials say Tennessee ball. Harris passes it in to Cherry. Drives it back right up to the top of the key. 6:40 left. In the fourth, Port Hope trailing by 7, 33-26. Stolen by Kowalski. She brings it down to the right side. Goes up for the shot, and it's no good. Rebound, white jersey. That's Genesee Christian. Number 24, Sydney Harris gives that one up. Over to Cherry. Left wing. Back up 22, Jordan Edwards. Into Harris in the right corner. Back up to Cherry. Over to Bedour. Back into Harris on the baseline. And we have a foul. On number 25, Jessica Hsu for Port Hope. That's her third. I would have called a travel on that, anything.
Well, there's been a lot of traveling, but that's what's going to be an NBA continuation, evidently.
15 foul for Port Hope. Hsu and Vapor step out for Port Hope. And they feed it in right into Sauer on the inbound, and it's good. 9-point lead now for Genesee Christian. Port Hope trying to get back into this one. Shave beats it in to 35, and it's intercepted. Pass intended for Monica Yon, back down to Bedour. Takes the shot underneath their own hoop. This one's no good. Rebound, Shave. Trailing by 9 are the Blue Stars with 5:50 left in regulation. 35-26. Walski for the 3 goes no good. Rebound, Shave, though, keeps the drive alive. Walski in the left wing, now to the top of the key. Over to Ranky, feeds it into Abraham in the right post, turns and tries to shoot, nothing there. Ranky for the long two. That one goes no good. Rebound, Edwards for Tennessee. Tipped out of bounds by Abraham and retains possession for the white and blue, not the blue and white, for Hope.
Be a nice time for a trap.
Yes, indeed. And here we have Sauer coming against a full-court pressure from Port Hope. Sauer has it now to Edwards. Dribbles it up. Picks up a dribble over to Harris, right in midcourt. Dribbles once over to Cherry, the left elbow. Drives into the baseline and goes up for two. Brings the lead a little bit further as Cherry now with 16 points and 11-point lead to Genesee Christian. 5 minutes remain in the fourth. 37-26. Walski in the left wing to Ranky over to Shave in the right corner. Takes the jump shot from inside the arc. No good. Rebound Edwards. Port Hope not getting good quality shots anymore. Number 13 for Genesee Christian, Becca Estes. Back up to Cherry. Being guarded by Ranky. 4:40 left in the fourth. 37-26. Genesee Christian by 11. Top of the key to 22. Jordan Edwards. Over to number 12, Emily Sauer. Drives in, picks it out to Edwards. Close things up, back out to Estes, top of the key on the left wing now. And we have a timeout called by Genesee Christian. You're tuned to WLAW.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
The Lady Soldiers lead by 11 over the Port Hope Blue Stars. John?
That timeout was really more appropriate for Port Hope. It gave them a chance to get a little rest. They look a little fatigued out there, Clark.
Yes, they do. It's Sauer on the left wing now to Cherry, dribbling back and forth, trying to kill as much clock as possible with 11-point lead. Or to Edwards now on the right wing, being guarded by Kowalski, and to Harris on the right corner, being guarded by Abraham. Kowalski gets a hand on it, but Tennessee saves it still. Cherry now gets knocked down to the ground by number 23, Ranky, and that's going to be a foul. Taylor Ranky's first foul of the night, 16th foul. So next one, Genesee is shooting at least one free throw. Cherry passes it into Sauer at the right wing. Double team coming for Port Hope, and there's the jump ball. And whose possession is it? Genesee Christian. Port Hope can't seem to get a break right now.
You know, nice effort by Jessica Hsu. She saw her opportunity. She tied it up.
Port Hope has not scored in this quarter yet. We played 4 minutes and 5 seconds in the fourth.
That was out of bounds.
And the inbound pass was bounced right on the baseline. And so it's Port Hope ball. There's that break they've been looking for.
And now Port Hope has the possession arrow as well.
And here comes Shave across the timeline. Into Abraham in the right corner. Dribbles down the baseline. Picks up her dribble. And she travels.
What?
There's another turnover. For Port Hope, Genesee Christian ball. 37-26, 3:45 left in the fourth quarter. Lady Soldiers with an 11-point advantage. Into the corner to Edwards, and we have yet another timeout called by Genesee Christian. And we have a 30-second timeout with 3:37 left.
I think Coach Mark Tyler, he saw that his kids were traveling, and he wanted to call timeout to make sure that they stuck their foot on the floor. Let's face it, it's not getting called. We're watching a lot of dancing going on.
We're watching a lot of dancing out here. It's unbelievable. So, Port Hope needs to get things going here if they want to stay in this one. But just over 3.5 minutes left. Ryan Brown's listening in right now. We'll check in with him in a second. What is Merrilee Trentel's team right now, John?
Just keep plugging with it. 3:37 to go. Dude, that's an eternity. Take good shots. Blake will be suck it up.
Well, we'll see. Now we check in with Ryan Brown. Ryan, what you got for us?
What they're trying to do in offense is a little bit of